here from JustAskKim.com with another social media news bite. And if you have a Google Webmaster Tools account, and I hope you do, you might notice when you log in and go to the section for your individual blog that you get a little pop-up that says that they've made some changes. In fact, they have. They've moved some navigation around. They've moved some stuff from where it used to be. Generally, they've tried to make it a little more clear in there, a little easier to use. Fortunately, they've got a blog post that covers the things they changed. If for some reason you don't happen to have a Google Webmaster account, you really need to get on that. That's one of the two key accounts, that and your Google Analytics account, that are going to play an important role in your success with SEO. Both accounts are free, both accounts are critical to getting results, and both accounts give Google key ways to give you feedback. In fact, one of the most useful features of Google Webmaster Tools, not only reporting, you know, if you're having SEO issues, but that is also the address, the email address that they will use to notify you if they ever find that your site is virus infected before you've discovered it. So if they would happen to discover malware on your site, they would send you an email, and sometimes this is the first alert and the first sign of any trouble on a site, and you're going to want to know. And so Google wants your Google Webmaster Tools to be linked to an email address you actually use so that they can send you updates and let you know if there's any trouble.